News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Plans to build the country's largest town are facing more than 400 objections from locals around where the town would be. Olivia Kelly, journalist with the Irish Times, she's Dublin editor of the Irish Times, joins us. Olivia, first of all, just scale-wise, how big is this town going to be and where is it going to be?
Oh, massive when it's all built out. It's a thousand, just over 1,000 acres, and that'd be, say, nearly two-thirds the size of the Phoenix Park. And it'll be actually not far from the Phoenix Park. It'll be in an area called Dunsink. Because there's not much there at Dunsink at the moment, apart from the observatory, people mightn't be aware of it. It's just to the west of Finglas, to the north of Ashtown, and to the east of, say, Castleknock and Blanchardstown there.
And as I understand it, it is the largest single unbuilt-up green area inside the N50.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. And the reason for that is because of the presence of the old dump, the disused landfill that hasn't been used for more than 20 years now, possibly going on 30 years at this stage. But because that was always there, it was seen as not the right place to have housing. In the past, it was seen like that.
Quite possibly for good reason, because up until 20 years ago, some of the rules around what went to landfill weren't as tight as they might be now. So one imagines there are some unimaginable horrors buried in the hills there.
Yeah, yeah, you'd imagine so. Now, since that closure, I think it was around the 2000 mark, it was certainly the very early 2000s, since that, the landfill has been undergoing a remediation project, essentially, to sort out anything there that might be hazardous, to take away the leachate, the runoff from the landfill, bin juice, as you might think of it at home, to collect gases, which are actually used for energy purposes. So that is all going on. That is due to be completed by 2030. And just to be clear, the council isn't planning on building or isn't planning on permitting building right on top of the landfill, but quite near the landfill, just to the south of the landfill. The landfill occupies a lot of the northern area of this plot of land, and it would be used for a regional park. Because of the landfill, it's up on a height, so it has nice views, because it's essentially a big mound of rubbish with soil and grass on top of it now. So that would be a regional park. And then below that, to the south of that, you'd have this astonishing amount of housing developed from east to west. So starting near Finglas with the first 2,500 homes, and then progressing in two more phases of 8,000 homes each. These will all be apartments, really, some two-storey stuff, but largely apartments. Progressing then from east to west over towards the M50 side, the Blanchardstown Castleknock side.
And in terms of scale, this, if I have this right, this is going to end up, if this development was a standalone town or village, it would be bigger than Dundalk or Navan or Drogheda.
It'd be the biggest town in Ireland. It'd be the biggest place that isn't a city, essentially. It'd just be absolutely massive. Bigger than Kilkenny, say, bigger. And as you say, bigger than places like Drogheda, Dundalk, Swords, Navan, very, very big towns.
Will it be a difficult marketing challenge to get people to move into a town that is garbage, gas and bin juice adjacent?
Yeah, in previous years you would have said so, but I think there's such desperation there. And I think people have to think of other things as well. And, you know, you mentioned the objections locally. A lot of those objections are to do with traffic. Traffic is already very, very bad. The place is very, in that part of Dublin, the place is very poorly served by public transport. There's lots of small roads that are very congested. So you really would have to upgrade the roads around there a lot. You'd have to put in public transport. There are plans for a Lewis line going out that way, but they're not due to even be considered until after 2042. So that's a long way down the road. But you could see that, you know, apart from the early stages, apart from the first 2,500 homes here, you could see how the others just would not be feasible without that public transport and that significant road upgrade.
And how significant do you think the impact of the 400 plus objections will be in the likely progression of this development?
Well, The council does say it will take these into consideration. It'll take all submissions into consideration. What it's doing is developing a plan. So it's not as if they're about to give planning permission for those developments to happen. They're putting down a plan that can be used as, say, a master plan for the future. When developers come along and say, we want to build here, you're being told through a plan, well, this is the sort of development we think is feasible here. This is the sort of development, these are the sort of sequencing, the phases, the progressions that we think the buildings, the apartments should be built in. So that's what it is, really. But you would hope that the council, as it says it will take into consideration people's concerns, and possibly for them there's a prospect of a bit of tweaking, shall we say. But I don't think they're going to just scrap this plan, because there is pressure, there's government pressure to start developing the lands we have left in Dublin without straying beyond the M50. And those are these lands, essentially.
Olivia Kelly, thank you very much. Olivia Kelly, Dublin editor of the Irish Times.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.